And so I think hosting more of the workshops and things like that. Like, I don't know if you've ever been to the Annex. It's one of our buildings where a lot of people just hang out. You can drink tea or hot chocolate. Like, spaces like that I think are especially good for international students because you don't have to go to therapy. It's not counseling. You're just in a space that feels, you know, safe and connecting.
Yeah.
And then things like, I don't know if you've ever been to the Success Pizza that the counseling services and OISS host together.
Yeah.
It's not therapy. You just get to get support, talk, eat pizza. Things like that, I think, go really well. I don't have the data on that.
Yeah.
I know that Healthy Minds has it, but I haven't looked at it in a long time. In my experience, just because I counsel both international students and domestic students, I don't think that it's hugely different. I think there's certain areas where it can be a little different, but overall, many college students and graduate students really struggle with mental health. I would say, let me think. I feel like the issues that I see more in international students, you know, is that maybe they don't have the support that the domestic students have. So maybe they have the same problems, depression, anxiety, trauma, but many of the domestic students already have friends or family who are willing to be supports emotionally for them. Whereas many of the international students, whether it's because of culture or just distance, they can't get the support that they need from their family and their friends. A lot of, depending on the country and the culture, there can be a lot of shame about struggling, or there's so much pressure to succeed. Like, you're the person who made it to America, who gets to go to school in America. You should be so happy, you know? And then if they're not happy, they don't want to tell their family because their family wants them to be doing well.
Yeah.
So I think maybe the lack of support is different. And then some countries, I don't know how it is with Africa, but a lot of the Asian countries, their government will pay for them to come here. So then you have to be successful because you owe your government. So there's so much pressure and then not a lot of support. I can share something about something I see in international students, but it's not the same. It's not answering your question, but it might be interesting. International students, I notice they tend to have more physiological responses to their mental health problems than domestic students. So usually international students don't know they're like depressed or anxious, but they have like stomach problems or headaches or muscle pain, you know, and then they go to the doctor and the doctor's like, oh, I think you maybe have some mental health concerns, but it shows up in their body, you know, instead of their words. Well, one, I do think that training professors would be really useful and international students on like communication, boundaries, things like that. I think what I see when international students are about to be in crisis is that they usually start falling behind academically. So I feel like when they start falling behind academically or pulling away from community activities or things like that, then I'm really, really worried. Or opposite of that, they start just overworking academically. That's all they do. That's all they have. They're not eating, sleeping, hanging out with people. They're just so focused on academics. Both of those things, they're opposite, but I think they're both indicators that the person's maybe going to have some kind of crisis. So I would say, again, training professors to monitor, like, how often is the student, especially graduate students, like, in the lab, you know, how long are they working there? Are they taking breaks? Like, how many hours is happening? And then, like, at international student events, I know there's a lot of international student events, like, which students show up and which don't. There's usually sign-ins. So we know which students participate and which students don't participate. And we also know when students did participate and stop. You know, so paying attention to that would be really helpful. And to prevent it, I mean, just more engagement from staff, like professors and people at OISS or outreach events, things like that would be useful. But I really think most of it just needs to happen before the crisis. Like, I think we just need more training.